tough to prepare for a quarterback that hasn't played all year with that system. I mean, Charlie Price can start on something.
No. No. It's about what they do as a team. You know what they like to do, big physical team. They're going to try to run the ball and take shots when they get opportunity. And so you prepare for what they do best. And, you know, whoever plays or whoever does not play should make a difference in how we prepare.
What was that like for you on Sunday, first day when Aldo got hurt and then Darcell got hurt? What does that do for, I guess, your position group right now?
It's a little alien. Well, it makes other guys that, you know, have been in the backseat doing special teams work just have to step up and play some ball. And that's basically what it does. As far as seeing in the game, I've seen things happen in games before, and you have to continue to roll and continue to play and do what you can until those guys who can come back, come back. But the guys who are going to step up have to be able to step up and make big plays for us.
What have you seen from David and Josh that gives you confidence that they'll be fine if Ronald's not able to go?
Well, those guys, each one of them bring different things to the table. You know, and but the thing that each one of them presents is a playmaking potential from that position, and that's what you always look for. Physical, can come up and make the open field tackle when need to, can catch the deep ball and go get it when they have to. So each one of those guys are going to be asked to do those things at different times of the season. And hopefully it won't be too long, and Ardo will be able to get back in there soon. But until that time comes, they'll have to do it.
I'm interested.
I'll go if you want.
No, I'm interested in your opinion on what we sometimes call trap games. As intense as you are, first place team there. Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. That's why I want to see it.
No, don't even. It's trap game. Trap games, we're in the last part of the season and trying to position ourselves to do what we need to do game by game. How can you have a trap game? There's no such thing as a trap game this late in the season.
How do you help create the sense of urgency with three games to go? You win all three, you know you're in. How do you, as a team leader, a vocal leader, convey that to your teammates to make sure that there is no drop off in these three?
By not saying what you just said, if we win all three, it's about winning this one. And then when that happens, if you know we're able to pull this game off, then we go to the next one. It's a one game attitude. You can't try to crop them together and say, if we do this, if it gets you beat every week. So we got to go out and make sure we concentrate on this team, which is a very talented team. And they're obviously going to come in here and want to win this game. So you can't look at anybody past this team.
Bruton was telling me he's got four notebooks full of stuff he's learned from you this year. Does this happen naturally? Do you take these guys under your wings specifically as you mentor them?
I feel like I've been blessed to play this game, obviously, for a long time, and a lot of wisdom I've received in it. And so I feel like it's my duty to pass that on to young guys under me. And so whatever I see, he sits right next to me. So I'm always whispering different things to him to allow him to see what I see, what I'm seeing, on the field, and why I do certain things. And hopefully it'll allow him to be able to step into this position and be able to be where he needs to be right away from some of the things we've talked about. But I believe that that's my position. I need to be able to help young guys under me, to help them to make sure the safety position for whatever team that I'm playing for is a strong one for years to come.
Hey, Brian, how do you deal with this psychologically? Last week, Peyton Manning, get geeked up. The other guys in the defensive backfield probably getting geeked up too. To Charlie Fry, a guy who hasn't thrown a pass all year, he's thrown 30-some passes in the last 3 years. How do you discipline yourself to say, this is just as important as last
year? Same thing I talked about earlier. This is crunch time. This is what you play football for, to put yourself in position to be able to do some things after if you continue to play good football. So, you shouldn't really need any one particular player to get you up for any game going forward. It's the position and where we are in the season should get you up for every game. So, I understand the outside of the locker room, how that can mesmerize somebody to say that you don't have a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady or anybody playing a quarterback, but it does not matter this time of the season. The only thing that matters is getting wins and losses against wins, hopefully, against good football teams. And this is a good football team. Their record may not say it. People may not. People may look down on them. But I look at the film, and what I see is a lot of speed on the outside, a running attack that can gash you at any time, and a huge physical offensive line that can move people off the ball. That's what I'm looking at. I don't look at their record.
Brian, it's December. You guys are all beat up, whether you're on the injury report or not. What are Monday mornings like for you personally, and how long does it take you, how many days before you're physically ready to go the next week?
Depends on the team. Depends on the game. Depends on what I've asked my body to do on that Sunday. But usually it's not a fun day. Monday's not a fun day. It's a slow day for me, and I try to do everything in my power to get my body ready to come into practice and be able to run and run at a good pace. So I'll be ready to run and run full speed and do the same crazy stuff again on that next Sunday.
You were talking about, you know, not worrying about who you're playing, but when you see Charlie Fryer has thrown 33 passes the last 2 years, defensively, do you have to be cognizant of those lack of reps in terms of he may not have the timing or the experience reading defense that, you know, a guy who's played every week has, that maybe you can take advantage of some of those things?
No. Again, our job is to do specific things, to know what they to try to be as familiar as possible with their offensive scheme, what they like to do, what are different things, and play football. When the ball is snapped, we have to be where we're supposed to be. We disguise with everybody. It doesn't matter the quarterback. But our job is not, once the ball is snapped, plays have to be made, edges have to be set, tackles have to be made, and that's the definition of a defense later in the season, when you're able to do those things and correct those mistakes that you've made early so that you can play your best football.
Two more for Brian, guys.
Brian, you last week, Brandon had 21 catches to break Terrell Owens' record of 20. You were teammates of both. I was wondering your impressions of they're compared a lot since Brandon's been in the league. He's been compared to T.O. Do you see those comparisons? How are they different?
Oh, absolutely. You see that physically on the field. You won't find probably Andre probably be another one from the Texans, but physically just gifted, huge guys that can run and run after the catch, go get the ball when it's in the air. They present matchup problems every week. To I don't care what team they're going against, they're going to have matchup problems going against those guys. And each one of them, from those two anyway, that I played with, work ethic is unbelievable, the way they work in practice. And that translates into the game. That's why he's able to do the things in the game that he does, because of that, his work ethic in practice.